This episode of You've Got This is brought to you by my Virtual Writing Groups program, a 12-week series of weekly group coaching meetings that will help you to stay accountable to your writing goals this upcoming term. Each Virtual Writing Groups package includes 12 weekly meetings, 2 private coaching sessions with me on topics of your choice, access to my 9-part course on academic writing and publishing, and a lifetime membership to Prolific, my online community for academic writers. If you're ready to tackle your writing goals and have some fun along the way, I hope you'll join us. Groups for Fall 2019 start the week of September 16th, so check out the program today. You can learn more about the upcoming Virtual Writing Groups program or sign up to be notified about future offerings of the program at katielinder.work/virtual-writing-groups. You're listening to You've Got This, episode 155. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I'm excited to offer you a new resource that you might want to use for your seasonal planning as we head into the new academic year. And it is a completely free downloadable resource. It's a little bit of a guide that I created, and I thought it might be fun to walk through it on this episode. So this is a planning guide to create more ease in your work and your life. And there's a little bit of an introduction to it if you want to read kind of why I put it together. But one of the main reasons is new seasons, I think, allow us to have fresh, clean slates. And I love all things about changing seasons, but especially the opportunity to reflect and check in on myself about how things are going in all different kinds of areas of my life and to adjust my goals and plans if I need to. And so I definitely had that in mind as I was creating this kind of seasonal planning guide. And I developed it so that you could use it at any time of the year. And it would allow you to do a little bit of a check-in and kind of see where you are with your goals, with your priorities, and especially with how they are aligned with your values. So just to give you a sense of what's in here, and then I'll walk through each one, you're going to find some guiding questions to help you look ahead at what's coming. You're going to find a couple of worksheets to identify your current priorities, a place to plan your goals across the span of the upcoming year, and don't worry, you can always adjust those later if you're not quite sure, a worksheet to break down your big goals into manageable pieces, a template for a weekly to-do list, a template for a project-based to-do list, and some reflective questions about how you plan to stay rested and energized amidst all of your responsibilities and obligations. So whether or not you can kind of set aside a full planning session, you might want to set aside an hour, maybe a little bit more, or you could just kind of attack each of these little sheets in a few minutes that you have here and there. I'm going to go ahead and drop the download link in the show notes so you can download it directly. It is a PDF, and so you might want to print it and work with it, or you can just look at it as a guide and use it if you have a journal or if you just have a piece of paper that you want to use. That would work fine too. Okay, so in the looking ahead section, there are 4 reflective questions, and they are, what are you most concerned about in this upcoming season? This could be challenges, things that are on your mind, things that you're just kind of maybe worried about. And then the second question is, what are you most looking forward to in this upcoming season? What is pulling you into the season? And this is something that I addressed in a previous episode when I was talking about tailwinds and headwinds and how important it is to feel pulled forward instead of pushed from behind. So this is a question kind of getting at that. What's pulling you into the new season? I also ask you, what would make this upcoming season feel meaningful for you? What would help you to remember the season that you're about to enter into in maybe a more positive way? And for some people, this could be having like a theme word for the season or really focusing on a certain value or priority that you have. But what is it that's going to make it feel meaningful to you? And then the last question in this looking ahead area is, what do you want to prioritize in this upcoming season? Maybe you have a certain event or a project or even just a state of mind that you want to make sure that you're keeping really central to yourself. So there's just some kind of broad reflective questions to get you started with the guide when you're first jumping in. The next section is to help you outline some of your priorities, and I've given you a couple different planning pages for this. The first planning page is really for people who are in more traditional academic roles, and I've divided it into four quadrants: for teaching, research, service, and then one for personal. And the idea is to put down what are your priorities in each of those areas as you are working on maybe certain research projects, you're teaching certain courses, maybe you're tied to certain committees or projects that you're doing for your service. And then, of course, you may have some priorities coming up this season for your personal life as well. And then there's a spot at the bottom of the page to say what your main priority for this season is. So if you had to pick kind of one area or one thing that you really wanted to prioritize, what would that thing be? Now, the next page is laid out exactly the same way in four quadrants, but I've left the four quadrants blank because I know not everybody has that kind of traditional academic role. As you all know, I'm an alternative academic. I don't always have things in those four quadrants. So you can identify whatever those four quadrants would be for you, and then what would the priorities be in each of those four areas. So you get to pick what those look like for you. Now, what's nice about that is over the course of a year, these different quadrant areas could change. So you could pick four different things in the season of early 2020 than would look right now as you're heading into the academic year. So lots of flexibility in this guide to really use it in the way that's going to work for you. And again, at the bottom of that sheet, you've got that prompt of what is your main priority for the season. So you'll have a chance to write that down as well. Okay, the next page following that is one for your quarterly goals. And the idea is to think about where your bigger goals for the year fit in with your seasonal planning. So this is one of those pages that's really meant to be useful in this guide the entire year through. Because depending on when you're filling it out, you might want to look back earlier in the year and see what were the things that led up to the season that you're currently in. Or you might want to look into a couple seasons in advance of where you are now and think about where your goals will be at a later stage. So you can really use this planning page in whatever way works best for you. But the idea would be to note maybe where some of your goals cross over into different seasons. And I've broken them up into kind of the traditional quarters of the year. So the first 3 months of the year, the second 3 months, the third 3 months, and the fourth 3 months. So right now we're at the tail end of quarter three and going into quarter four. And so that would be kind of the space that you would use on the page to think about where are your bigger goals for the year and how are they progressing. Okay, so the next page after that is where you can get kind of granular about your specific goals and how they break down. So I've given you a goal planner breakdown sheet where you can write down a specific goal, some of the key milestones that will signal progress as you're working toward that goal, and then some action steps that kind of break that goal down into manageable pieces that will help you to move it forward. I've also included a space at the bottom of the page to talk about how you'll celebrate when that goal is met, because it is really important to think about how we're going to celebrate our successes, especially after we've worked on goals that take a really long time for us to complete. So there's some ways to kind of break down your goals into bite-sized pieces on this goal planner page, and that's really leading to the next template in this guide, which is a weekly to-do list. And I've broken out a bunch of different kind of ways for you to write down your to-dos under each day of the week. And what I give you as a prompt at the top of the page is to ask yourself what will feel the most satisfying for you to check off your list this week. I love checking things off of my to-do list, but there are certainly items that I feel kind of more proud of or more relieved once I've checked them off. So you definitely want to think about that as you're filling in the weekly to-do list. And I've also included kind of a bonus area in the to-do list. And that's one of those things where it's like, if you get to everything else, you can move on to the bonus part of your list, which might be clearing the decks for things that are happening to you next week that you'd like to get a jump on if you can. So I followed that weekly to-do list with a page that is a project to-do list. And I think you've heard me talk about on the show before this concept of a granular to-do list, which I really believe in, really breaking down projects into bite-sized pieces. So I have a project to-do list template where you can write down the tasks that you want to do this week this month and things that you want to save for later when it comes to a specific project. So you can use this template and feel free to print out multiple copies if that's what it takes to take each of your projects and really break them down into what's coming up next for that particular project. Okay, now there's one last page in this particular seasonal planning guide, and it's about avoiding burnout. How can you take steps to stay rested and energized in this particular season that you're entering into? So the first question I ask in this section is, are there certain burnout red flags that you want to watch out for? Are there certain things in your life that are personalized to you that when you see them, you know that you might be experiencing burnout? So one example for me is I start craving sugar. That usually means I'm really stressed or that I'm tired and I want to have like a quick hit of energy. And so I start to crave a lot of sugar. So that's one of my burnout flags. Okay, the second question is, where are you building in buffer to your schedule? Because I think one of the best ways that we can avoid burnout is to give ourselves flexibility and time to rest when we need it. And that means buffer time, either between meetings or between trips, or making sure that we're taking days off or a half day off if we need it. So I'm asking where you're building in that buffer time. And then the third question I ask you is how you're planning to prioritize self-care and rest. So some of my coaching clients this fall, and I am included in this, are doing things like scheduling massages so that we can have appointments on our calendars that make sure that we're going to get some self-care and rest. But there are lots of different ways to prioritize this, including things like prioritizing sleep, eating well, exercise, all of those kinds of things. And then the last question I ask in this section is, what feels energizing to you in this season? Again, what is going to help kind of pull you forward? And sometimes this has to do with our work. Maybe we have certain kinds of projects that feel really energizing. And so what are those things that maybe if you want to get some work done, but you're feeling a little tired, you're feeling a little bit like you need a boost, maybe you pick one of those energizing areas and really focus on that for at least a little while. So I hope that you enjoy this guide. It was really fun for me to put together, and it will show you a little bit of a glimpse into my new branding because I used it to put together this guide. And I really am looking forward to creating more worksheets and things like this in the future. So definitely give me feedback if it's something that you like and that you would like to see more of, or if you'd like to see tweaks to things like this. I really enjoy creating them and giving you practical guides for how you can create more ease in your work and in your life. So check out the downloadable resource. It is in PDF form. I'm not quite sure how it's going to render on mobile. So it will be in the show notes if you want to check it out when you're on your laptop or your desktop. And if you want to print it, feel free to go ahead and use it. I do hope it's useful for you. Okay, so if you want to provide some feedback, you know that you can always contact me at contact@katielinder.work via email. You can also reach out to me on Twitter at katie_linder or on Instagram at katie_linder. I also love to hear from you via letter, where you can write me at Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks so much for checking out this episode, and I hope you enjoy the planning guide to create more ease and work in life that I've created for you. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.